Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Tailgate Central, and it just so happens that Tailgate Central is not too far from the Tailgate Village, which a lot of people have some mixed feelings about. But there's this idea that not a lot of people would want to go to the Tailgate Village. Instead, it'll send people more to the private lots. But with more people coming to the private lots, that could potentially mean more rowdy people. How do you handle this situation?
This year, we definitely noticed a difference in bus companies. Quite a few bus companies come here, and they want to rent some space. And in our contract, it's written right out. We ain't jumping off tables. We ain't jumping off buses. Anybody's rowdy, we are throwing them out. Yeah. And they're not welcome back.
How have people been in the past few years? I feel like it's been maybe 3-4 years since we've really started to see those YouTube clips and clips on Twitter of just Bills fans jumping off stuff.
How has it been handled here? Has it happened?
Here we haven't had too many problems. There's your occasional drunk that comes through, and halfway through the game you got the drunks that get kicked out of the stadium trying to join our little tailgate party. And other than that, I mean, really haven't had too many problems down here. Last year we had the radio station here, and they were pretty good in keeping things together. But this year, the bus company coming here, we got the buses coming, but we don't expect too many problems.
So how do things change for you with the Tailgate Village, though? When you saw the news came out earlier this year, what went through your mind?
I mean, in a way, I kind of like it because here at the Wormafix lot, we don't have too many rules. If you don't push the boundaries, We give you enough rope to hang yourself, but if you hang yourself, you're out. But here, we like the Tailgate Village because the people have more of the opportunity to come here. Now, the town wants to make stupid rules, what you can and can't do. They don't necessarily exist here. But, like I said, somebody messes up, that'll be the end of that.
When you talk about the town, were you referring to the rule that says you can't have a bus or an RV that has more than 9 people? Did you see that article by any chance?
I did not see that. Okay. But I heard there's a lot of rules down in the village of what time they can come there, when the game starts they have to stop tailgating at a certain time, and they can't tailgate after the party. But that's not the case here, given we don't have no problems. So
all right, so Bills game on Sunday, obviously a lot of people are excited. It's the home opener. It's a 2-0 start for the Bills. What's your message to anybody who wants to tailgate here at the Wormafix lot?
Come on down, have a good time. We're all here to have a good time. Bills are on a winning streak. We expect it to be busy. The more people, the merrier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.